Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry and this week we're going to talk about something that it's been really controversial in America. So here's a thought. What is high fructose corn syrup? So this have been in the media and also in a lot of newspapers and also in a lot of basically different types of form of communication that's been saying that this is bad for you. So high fructose corn syrup is basically a sweetener that's from starch being processed through glucose, and it's been converted into these from glucose into fructose. But it's similar to sugar, but it's in more of a liquid form, and generally it's much more cheaper and much more cost effective. It's been used quite a lot widely in America, so in the US, but around the world it's kind of a bit different. People tend to use just table sugar. So in different websites and also on Facebook, it's been saying that it's not good for you. So I kind of took this from a website called Healthline, and here are the six reasons why high fructose corn syrup is bad for you. And after talking about how bad it is, we're going to talk about the economics and also different, basically it's just like, is it really that bad for us or is it good for us? So here are the six reasons why it's bad for us. So according to Healthline, high fructose corn syrup adds an unnatural amount of fructose to our diet. So generally, fructose is found in fruits, and it's the sweetest sugar that we could eat. And basically, table sugar is called sucrose, and it's made up of a combination between 50% of glucose and 50% of fructose. So glucose, it's kind of like a sugar that people run on, especially on muscles and also the brain. And fructose kind of have a different pathway of being utilized within our body. Generally, it's stored in our liver and it's kind of used like an energy source and it turns into fat. That's why some people are saying that this is probably not a good sugar that we're consuming. But there is a misconception saying that high fructose corn syrup is just fructose. It's just like the different percentage. Unlike table sugar, it's not 50-50. So it's easily converted into fat. So here's the second reason, is that because it goes straight to the liver, and people have been complaining that it might increase the chances of having diabetes and also having fatty liver disease. So that's not something that we really want. A third reason is that it may increase the risk of obesity and also weight gain. So according to several studies saying that consuming high fructose corn syrup in drinks and in food actually increases the, basically it's like our weight, and it increases the fat accumulation within our middle of our body. And the fourth reason is that it may cause diabetes. Well, the intake of it may increase diabetes. But this is kind of a bit controversial because if we looked at the composition and stuff, it's just like there are still like debates whether if this is true or not. And the fifth reason is that it could increase other diseases. For example, it increases inflammation and also in obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and also cancer. But it's just like that's what, according to Healthline. And the sixth reason is that there's no essential nutrients. So because it's just sugar, it's just basically just making us increasing energy, and there's no nutrients or minerals that we're getting from it. So the bottom line, according to Healthline, is that it's best to just avoid this type of food product. I'm going to be back in a moment, and I'm going to play the short song.
Down a long way yet to go, so get your boots on and your walking cold, and we'll together leave our footprints out upon the virgin snow. That ancient sunrise will soon descend, and we'll be left here upon on the things which you can't compare. So let's start over with no means to an end. Just an overnighted hope and a closed hand full of friends. Yeah, well, I was alright, but I was dead in the water. Couldn't see in its light, I couldn't kneel in its altar. All I wanted was to turn a right turn to the front. But I'm feeling alright now. Yeah, I'm feeling alright. Every morning in the car, discover that color in your eyes, it is gold and it's bronze. And in the moonlight, we'll get the candles going. With the recitations of the Paris poets popping on our tongue. Recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and the locked tables, I will find my means to an end, with an open heart and hope and a closed hand full of friends. In the recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and the locked tables, I will find my means to an end, with an open heart and hope and a closed hand full of friends. The recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and in the locked tables, I will find my means to live with an open-hearted hope and a cold hand full of friends. The recitations of the parish poets, in the building of the bars and in the locked tables, I will find my means to live with an open-hearted hope and a cold hand full of friends.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we're going to talk about high fructose corn syrup, and I'm pretty sure it's like you heard of this product. People have been saying that it's probably not good for us, it's really bad, but some people saying that this is a miracle ingredient because it's much more cheaper than sugar. And obviously it's just like there's two parts to the story. And then according to this author, this professor that works for the sugar industry and also like basically helping the making different types of products, basically is just saying that it's probably not as bad as we think. So high fructose corn syrup was created in the 70s, and it was basically widely used in the 90s to replace sucrose, so the table sugar that I talked about just then. And this is mainly used in the US. The world doesn't really use that much high fructose corn syrup because a lot of places don't really produce a lot of corn. And it's basically like made, basically converting like these starches into this more syrupy texture. Generally speaking, it's much more easier to control because it comes in this like syrupy type of liquid, and instead of table sugar. So it's basically it's much more easier to be formulated and also to play with. And according to him, there's not a lot of research that could actually conclude that it's really bad for us. So the reason why people have been using this type of product is because it was back in the 60s, there was a conclusion saying that sucrose, fructose, glucose, and also other types of sugar don't really pose a huge risk to our body, apart from basically some broken teeth and also some dental caries. So and then basically it's just like it's been replaced. And then, like, however, back in 2004, basically some researchers hypothesized it, saying that high fructose corn syrup, the increase of consuming it basically increased the rates of obesity. So this team basically looked at basically the obesity rates between the 1960s and 2000. But there's been a lot of assumptions that have been made. It's saying that high fructose corn syrup and also sucrose must be significantly different. The syrup must be basically a unique factor, basically promoting obesity. And high fructose corn syrup must be really protective, predictive of U.S. obesity. And high fructose corn syrup basically is just like, it's very predictive of global obesity. And basically, if you eliminate this from the food chain, it's very likely you're going to eliminate obesity rates. However, it's kind of not really true, this guy pointed out, because it's just like the world doesn't really use high fructose corn syrup. It's generally the Americans that use it. And a lot of countries basically, it's really high in obesity rates as well. Mexico as well, New Zealand, Australia, Canada. So you can't really blame solely on this product. And to be fair, it's not an unusual product because the chemical composition is like fructose and glucose. It's quite normal. It's in table salt. It's 50-50. Sometimes it comes in different forms. That's the issue with high fructose corn syrup. So there's different types of composition. And you can't really say that. It's just like by eliminating this product, it's going to cause trouble. And yeah, it's like that's why it's like what he's basically come to a conclusion. And basically, it's just like it's just a calorie. The calorie value of high fructose corn syrup and also sucrose are quite similar, around basically, it's just like calories per gram. So it's just like generally, if you talk about calorie to calorie, it's the same thing. I'm going to be back in a moment and I'm going to talk about the taste of high fructose corn syrup and also table sugar.
Joy of nothing.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leet. So this week we're talking about high fructose corn syrup. And so before we talk about, according to people saying that it's like it's good for us, it's bad for us, and how it's good for the economy and how it's kind of bogus and saying that it's increasing obesity rates. However, it's like people could really taste the difference between table sugar and also this type of product. So it's like when I was talking... A few segments ago, we were talking about how the US use it quite a lot. So a lot of people do basically do some taste tests, and then basically they kind of have the same conclusion as well. So Mexico, which is the border across the US, uses sucrose, which is table sugar, in their soft drinks. Well, in the US, they use high fructose corn syrup. But they kind of could really taste a difference. People tend to prefer the Mexico one, or the Mexican one, rather than the US one, because apparently it's much more natural. And it's actually, like, I assume it's not as sweet, because generally fructose is much more sweeter than glucose. And in a study done in Michigan State University, looked at the difference between honey sugar and the use of high fructose corn syrup in yogurts. And I thought that was kind of really cool how they did it. So the study was done by basically like 100 students to see if they could distinguish like the difference between the five different types of yogurts, and also how they basically, and also rated which one's the best, and according to their aroma, flavor, sweetness, and overall acceptance. So basically they just done a taste test. And according to the taste test, they actually preferred the one with the table sugar more than anything else. So it was much more better than the honey and also the high fructose corn syrup. And actually, high fructose corn syrup kind of actually came last. Because they can't, well, according to the report, there wasn't really much saying, it's just like why. But according to the statistics, it's shown that table sugar, the one that was sweetened by table sugar, was much more nicer than the other four. And yeah, so it's just like, and also there's a lot more studies saying it's like whether if it's actually like causes weight gain as well. So the studies was done in the 90s. I thought this was kind of an interesting study. They must have put a lot of time and effort into it. But it's like, it was a shame that they didn't really include table sugar in this experiment. So what they've done is that, a team of guys basically was seeing if you're going to gain weight if you consume high fructose corn syrup and also another drink that's basically sweetened by aspartame. So that's basically the sweeteners. Basically, it's for diet drinks. So they looked at the data and basically did it for 9 weeks. So for every 3 weeks, they would kind of like change it and swap it and see if there's a difference. And basically, the one that was consuming high fructose corn syrup basically increased in weight. And the one that ate aspartame actually like lost weight because there's no calories. But what is more interesting is that it's kind of like really cool how they did it, because like it was like a lot of work went to it. So people that had history of diabetes could not do it, and that everyone had to drink at least like 4 cans of Coke, or basically it's just like 4 cans of this product sweetened with high fructose corn syrup or aspartame. And yeah, it's like generally it's just like the females actually lost weight when they drank the one with aspartame, so the artificial sweetener, and the guys tend to actually gain more weight when they consume the higher fructose corn syrup. And I want to be back in a moment, so we're going to discuss about basically it's just like whether if there's any health issues consuming high fructose corn syrup.
Far from here, we can dance in
Guys, welcome back to Leaked. So today we're talking about high fructose corn syrup, and I actually didn't really realize this. Like, people talk about diabetes and also obesity, but we kind of don't. Well, I personally overlooked about some of the other issues. So one of the article that I was reading kind of brought up this really important issue that it's kind of we should be more aware about. So instead of talking about diabetes and also obesity, we should really talk about inflammation. So it's basically, it's just like there've been rumors or there've been like basically like chit chat whether if this high fructose corn syrup basically like increase inflammation. And it turns out in different types of studies and also in different types of like research, there's been actually an increase in uric acid. So if people out there that kind of have this inflammation or have this illness called gout, you would kind of know what I'm talking about. So if you have an increase of uric acid in your body, basically it kind of like goes towards joints and it causes like, basically it's just like this pain every time when you move. And in my opinion, I think that gout is actually much more painful compared to diabetes because basically, it's you get really inflamed and you basically, it's just like you would have night sweats and also fever. And also, it's just like it's really hard to move. So this is kind of like a, not really an ancient disease, but it's more of a rich man's disease. So back in the 17th and also 18th century, kings are generally gluttons and they would consume a lot of alcohol, a lot of meat. And generally, it's this type of illness is caused by an increase of protein. So there was a study basically done at Otago in 2018. Basically, this article was published this year, and it was done by one of my old lecturers. And they basically is just saying if there's an increase in uric acid if people consume different types of high fructose corn syrup, and they compared it with sucrose. And of course, they measured about blood pressure and also the glucose level within the blood. So it's like, not surprisingly, people that ate high fructose corn syrup have less glucose in their blood because the percentage is much more lower. However, as like the uric acid is actually increased, which is kind of not a good thing. So there should be a bit of a warning saying you may actually get inflammation. So I feel like I think we should change the focus and actually like look at different types of areas that we should be concerned about. So it's just like if basically high fructose corn syrup does reduce glucose in our blood, should we be more aware that it's actually increasing in other areas? Because in general, it's just like there's no wonder drug or wonder product that's going to make you healthy or that's really good for you. If something that's going to go down, something must go up. And what it seems like, actually, the uric acid within our body is going to go up if we consume a lot of high fructose corn syrup. So maybe it's definitely not the wonder product that the US is advertising. And I could definitely see why some people are more concerned. And I think that we should maybe delve into this as well, especially people are discussing about the sugar tax and stuff. And the best way is probably to replace it with fructose. And if we're going to do that, don't you think that we should be more aware about the pros and cons if we're about to substitute a new product? So that's all I have for today, and we're going to see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Leaked, a program about food news around the community. If you missed this program or want to hear it again, check out planetaudio.org.nz/leaked. That's L-E-E-K-E-D. Your language, your interests, your community on planetaudio.org.nz. Kia ora and